This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys, the now monthly podcast. We finished the complete rewatch of Bleach, and the last piece of Bleach, actually, I don't know if you want to say media, I think that includes books and stuff, but the last thing of film, TV, something, is the live action movie that we've been watching. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So as always, joined by Jose, and at this point, I think Bleach Boys member, I'm just going to declare it Pythes, the all-knowing lore master of everything. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Perfect introduction. So we've watched it. I assume we all watched it the same way. I texted Jose to make sure, but we all watched it English dub. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. Yes, I did.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there is a Japanese version of it, and I assume the Japanese version. We watched a little bit before, me and you, Pythes, when we were on Discord hanging out. I assume the Japanese version is just the actors voicing it. I don't assume they use the ones from the TV series. Do you know anything about that?
No, who cares? It didn't have Johnny Young Bosch, so I didn't listen
to it. Yeah, hey. So the English dub, I was fucking blown away to see Johnny Young Bosch voice Ichigo in the dub.
Same. I wasn't sure at first. I was listening to it, and I'm like, I can't tell if it's him 100% or not.
So I went in, like, I immediately noticed a couple of voices. So obviously, Johnny Young Bosch is returning as Ichigo, and then I think they have the same voice actor as Uryu, same voice actor for Orihime.
I think so. Yep.
And then Kisuke, I think, was the later version. Because didn't the guy die who did Kisuke originally? So it's the later Kisuke?
OG Kisuke is super dead. This is new Kisuke.
Okay.
And then, but the biggest
shaft. So he's a real Soul Reaper is what you're telling me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He went on a good. The biggest shaft, though, they did not bring back Rukia.
Loki, I missed the hey, Ichigo, Chad voice.
Yes, yeah. And it was like, I was so blown away when Rukia was talking. It wasn't bad by any stretch of like the imagination, but it was not the Rukia that I know.
The issue is that Rukia's this voice actor was the same one as Morgana from Persona 5. I kept expecting her to tell Ichigo to go to fucking sleep.
And they kept doing this thing throughout the movie. There's such a minor complaint where they kept doing the thing where like, Rukia bounces Ichigo out of the body, but she'll do like a full-on wind-up holding her hand out. So like she'll put her hand out first and then just run at him. I'm like, what is that move? What is that? It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. You
know, she watched a lot of American football.
It's style. You gotta do style, man.
Yeah. So starting from the beginning, okay. So I want to say I don't quite remember. It's been obviously a long time since I've seen the first episode of Bleach, so I don't quite remember the fishbone fight very well. But I feel like they tried to make Rukia put up a little bit of a fight in the movie, right? She did a cool move, but then she never got injured in the movie a single time, and then she gets grabbed, breaks out of it, then yeeted into a car, and then she's like, oh, my arm's gone, I can't fight anymore. I was like, what?
She gets injured, definitely, but I don't remember her being all of that.
I mean, she got bit.
Yeah.
But she like held it up with a sword, right? Because she was in the mouth, and she was holding it. And then she got grabbed and yeeted. And then it was like, that was not enough. You know, if you've later Bleach, as we know, they get fucking like ripped in two. And they're still like going, just like doing their thing. They sever their own arm, whatever. She's like, oh, I got thrown into a car. Ichigo, you got to take it for me. I was like, what?
Yeah, she must have gotten fired, you know.
In chapter one, she just straight get bitten real hard.
But it's like, even this, I feel like in the movie, she just got yeeted. And then she's like, my arm's gone. You need to do it. It's like, bitch, you got another arm.
I think she
arm.
Does get bit, though.
Did she get bit?
Not real hard.
Yeah, I think she does get bit.
In the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, you could see it in the movie a little.
Okay, because all I remember from being that is she gets stuck in the mouth, but she's like holding it up with a sword, you know?
So it's like, because like Fishbone's like neck extended and then like grabs her like that. Okay.
Because, yeah, I remember that was when she did the
prosthetic.
Yeah, she did like the cool move and got grabbed. But then it's like, I don't remember her arm ever getting hit or anything. She's like, oh, hey, Ichigo, I can't do it anymore. Sorry, bud. And she was like, oh.
She was like, tag team.
Yeah, it was like, fucking hell. It's like, and then they obviously refer to Soul Reapers as just Reapers.
Which is weird.
I don't know why they dropped the soul, but it's, you know, whatever.
They had to match the mouth flaps, I guess.
Yeah. And then
that would make sense, yeah.
The most egregious thing of this whole movie for me, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to declare it right now, and it's not going to be Renji's wig. That's an honorary number two.
Really?
That's honorary number two, Pythies. Here you go. I'm going to blow you guys away. They don't use fucking number one at all in this movie. What?
Right? Okay, 100%. I was waiting for it the whole time. Did not hear it. I have the song downloaded. I have the Thousand Year Blood War downloaded. It plays on my playlist at the gym. Was upset.
Like some sort of like remakes, at least. Like they've done a remix before for the anime movies. Why didn't they not put in the movie?
Short budget, they couldn't afford to get the licensing and but all that stuff.
I can't imagine the budget for this movie was very short, was it? Because they had a lot of stuff in this movie.
This, yeah, they crammed.
Okay, let's be honest though. Do you want number one in this movie? It's not very good.
I don't think, honestly, I don't know if the movie was necessarily super horrible, but it's like they just changed stuff that I feel like was not necessary to be changed. And yeah,
I thought about this a lot.
They just, I don't know what they were thinking. It's like these movies happen all the time where they have a very set game plan they should be following, and they're like, we're not going to do that. It's like, why? What was the point of that?
Out of the two anime movies that I've seen, like live actions, this one was better. The other one being Death Note.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I've never seen that Death Note one.
Death Note's
a low bar.
Yeah. I've heard the Rurouni Kenshin movies are very good, actually.
They're pretty good, but they talk a lot in them.
Oh.
So literally just skip to the fights. Okay. The fights are really strong.
Good to know. So some of the biggest changes, I'm just going to go off of what I took like a little bit of notes just to mark down to see what I can remember. So the fishbone fight I thought was garbage. That's number one that I wrote down there.
How'd you feel about the hollows though?
They're fine.
They look fine.
Yeah, I don't have necessarily. I think they did as much as they can with it. What else can I say? But Uryu and Ichigo have their showdown like they do in the anime, where it's like he pops the fucking thing and makes all the hollows appeal. But then Renji shows up in this showdown, which he does not do in the show, and saves Ichigo.
For no reason.
And then like it just spirals into a different thing. And it's like to people who clean up, like, normally it's like Ichigo, and that's when the Menno showed up originally, is when they were doing that thing. Renji and Byakuya in the movie are the ones who go to clean up the rest of the hollows. I was like, that is such a weird left turn change that just happened.
They're like, might as well, let's do it.
I have many thoughts on that arc being skipped. Will you indulge me?
Yep, go ahead.
So that arc, I'm going to call it the Hollow Bait arc, because why not? Mm-hmm. In the manga and the anime, that was the first real big action set piece. Before, it had been Ichigo fighting a singular hollow.
Yeah.
This was a bunch of hollows all over that Ichigo and Uryu were taken out. Plus you had Orihime and Totsuki in one corner, and Chad and Ichigo's sister in the other, learning about their powers and shit. And then the Minnow shows up. And this was the catalyst for Soul Society discovering that where Rukia was. And then Renji and Byakuya show up afterwards because Rukia runs away. So in the movie, they just kind of skip all that.
Yeah, it was weird that it was like, they set up clearly like this Chad or Hime sort of thing where they keep like seeing it. And like, even I think at a certain point during the training arc, Urahara like approaches them, is like, yo, he's training to do his thing. And it's like, oh, that's kind of like the show. But then it goes nowhere. It goes nowhere.
And even when Ichigo gets slammed into the store or the cafe that they were in, they're just like, you felt his presence. Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah. They don't ever have a moment. They don't ever have a thing. It was just weird. It was like they were just like, yeah, we got to put this character in there. And then they turned Orihime into a horn dog for Ichigo.
Right? Oh, my God. Okay, so that's my thing. From the very beginning, first of all, no red hair, was not happy. Mm-hmm. Or orange hair. But, it's like the actress, she was very cute. But I was like,
I didn't even think that she did not have orange hair. That did not occur to me a single time. But
that's
the
first thing I said. I was like, where is her hair?
Mm-hmm. It's brown hair.
It's brown.
Her hair's brown.
I was upset.
What do we think about the casting choices? Did we like all the casting choices for the people?
I think the Ichigo one was pretty good.
I agree. I think Ichigo was good. I think Rukia looked, I don't know, I almost don't have a nice way, like almost like too scrawny, like too, I don't know, like girly. I thought that was a little off putting.
Rukia's fine.
I thought we were going to have, exactly. That was my thing. It was like the hair wasn't the right length or like she put it in a bun most of the time.
Yeah, the way she was acting and going for stuff was like, it's just not befitting of like who I'm seeing like on screen, because it's hard because you have a very clear image of like who these people are, obviously doing manga. And then like obviously the joke casting choice is Chad. Like they just get some big Asian guy and just call him Chad. It was like, fuck it. Like just go for it.
Yeah, they're like, just toss him, put a wig on him.
Too, it was too
all I wanted
It was too hard.
How
finding
did you feel
me.
About Uryu?
I just wanted him.
Uryu, yeah. I thought was good. I liked
him. I liked him too. Mm-hmm. Urahara's was pretty cool. Renji's was a little ooh.
He looked like a girl in some scenes, like with the wig. I was like, that
it,
looks.
It,
very
it was just the hair. That was my biggest problem.
Renji looked like a girl and also kind of an old man at the same time.
Yeah. It's a very multifunctional wig. Blue. It was very good.
Now, I was most interested to see Byakuya's hair.
I thought for the most part Byakuya was fine as well.
He was pretty cool.
Didn't have a problem.
But I was like, how did they do the hair?
The biggest offenses I just think was Chad, obviously, and then Renji. It was like, what
are they
going
to get a big Mexican to show up?
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm sure there's plenty
of... They're so common in Japan.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of really big Mexicans that like Bleach where you could put out a casting call and somebody be like, oh, fuck, I'll do it. It's like...
I mean, he has, like, what, 6 lines?
Yeah, I mean, how hard is that going to be? You knock that shit out in a day.
Half his lines are...
Yeah, they kept trying to make him, like... I don't know. He was awkward. He was really, really awkward. Like, where he would say stuff and then he would just not respond. Just like, oh, thanks, Chad. And then he would just look down. Like, okay. It's like, I guess he powered down for the rest of the movie. My bad.
Window shutting down.
And
noise.
Then they took it away also from, like, a lot of it taking place at their school, which is where they're hanging out most of the time, to whatever Rob's Burgers are for some reason. Like, that is where they hung out. It's where they found
I don't know,
Uryu.
But it made me want a burger, dude.
Real bad.
It's where they found Uryu. It's where the big action scene happened at the end. It's like, man, yep. Rob's Burger was kicking.
I wrote a note about Rob's Burger. Uryu in particular must fucking love it. There's a shot of him. There is a shot of Uryu there during the daytime. And then later on when Ichigo runs there to find or to, because he knows where Rukia is, Uryu's still there and it's nighttime.
I saw that, and I was like, that is...
He just spent the whole day there.
Later on in the finale, when they're fighting in the square, Uryu comes out of Rob's Burgers. So I guess he just lived there.
Yeah,
his dad wasn't a doctor this time around. He was the owner.
Oh, and Ichigo's dad I thought was a great casting. I liked Ichigo's dad a lot.
I like that they brought back his mom's giant picture, her mural, mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
And they had the bad religion posters all in Ichigo's room, which I thought was cool.
That was super cool because Kubo said that, you know, Ichigo would love punk rock music.
Yeah.
Of course he would.
It was really good.
The note on Ichigo's room. Ichigo owns manga that I do.
Oh, really? What was the manga? I saw it on the shelf and I couldn't see it.
It's called Dogs. D-O-G-S.
Okay.
Dogs, Bullets, and Carnage.
I've never heard anything from it other than the name.
It's all right.
Okay, so he likes mediocre manga. Good to know.
It's not amazing. It's not bad. It's all right. But it seems like something Ichigo would have read.
Okay.
That seems about right.
That's fair.
They also got the number 15 on his door exactly right.
Yep.
Last night I cross-referenced the first episode and the first chapter. Even the shape of the 15, it's the same.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
It's the little details that count.
I thought, I don't know if it was on purpose, but I saw that and I was like, oh, it's kind of like in the shape of a Soul Reaver badge.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, cool. Let's see. Other things they changed that, like, this obviously just spirals after Renji shows up way too early. Same thing with Byakuya. Rukia's plan to get back and be chilling is she wants to kill Grand Fisher. Like, that's her plan to redeem herself, is she will prove she has enough power to kill Grand Fisher, and then she's good. It's like, that's the big, I guess, crux of the movie is, like, hey, I'm going to kill Grand Fisher, which I guess kind of makes sense because you can't fit the whole rescue arc into the first Bleach movie. There's no way.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
But it's like they just – I don't know how they would have fixed it. I maybe ended on the Menos if it was done like true to the series. But I just feel like they were jumping all over the place and they kind of didn't spend a lot of time with any one character except for obviously Ichigo and Rukia. But even then, it's like the chemistry between them, I didn't care.
Was all right. I'm just glad they brought back her drawings.
100% fine.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, sure. And then the biggest change was I will be blown away if I've forgotten this from the anime, but Uryu and Ichigo fight Grand Fisher.
Yeah, that's the movie original.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I was blown away when that happened. It's like, okay, it's like we're doing Uryu.
Well, not to mention Ichigo killing Grand Fisher.
Yeah, that's true. He does straight murder him.
Ishin's the one that kills him.
That is true. I did not even think about that when I was watching it.
I saw it. I'm like, fake.
It was kind of, I thought it was kind of interesting that they take it into the city and they fight, because, I mean, that's kind of cool. And I feel like we don't see too many, like, suburban, like, where he's hopping through cars, hopping around cars. They're throwing cars at one point. I feel like that's not used too often in Bleach. A lot of times they're destroying buildings, but it's like they're never, like, chucking the environment and stuff. So I thought that was...
Or like, going through it, or like, yeah, when he's trapped in the bus with, yeah, Grand Fishers. Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. It's like, I didn't hate that choice. But it's like they didn't give the dad, like, kind of his cool moment, you know, where, like, he knew, like, things like that. And also, they never introduced Cone. Cone is not in the movie at all.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That CG might have costed too much, you know?
To just have break another Ichigo,
I mean,
on the
no
screen?
No time.
But it's like they I feel like
they left his body, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the best moments I remember from the Grand Fisher part is when, like, the dad is like, "Hey, I know you're not my Ichigo." It's like, ooh, mm-hmm, cool. It's like, that's like the best part. It's like, and they don't ever have them. I think they make the dad go to sleep and we never see him again.
Yeah, yeah. I think Rukia puts him to sleep.
I was reading, like, chapter 2 of the manga, and there's just a funny joke of Rukia has taken Ichigo out of his body. And, like, the last page is just teachers see Ichigo's unconscious body and go, "Oh my god, what happened?"
They do that, isn't it? They do that in Memories of Nobody, where, like, they leave his body on the street and they come back and it's being wheeled into an ambulance, and they're like, "Oh no,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
good."
They do. Because I remember we would always ask, we're like, "What the fuck happens to Ichigo's body? Yeah. Is it just lying there?"
And then, like, what was Udyu like? Udyu, like, he's on the roof, right? And when he does the hollow bait, and then Rukia comes out, and he hides, and then just like. Like, okay, I'm just going to hide over here and just
watch. I mean, if he wanted to kill Ichigo, that would have been the best time.
Yeah. It's like, and he already saw he's a sorry, but it's like, just shoot him right in the dome. It's like, you just call that real easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then...
I'm assuming he was busy shooting hollows or whatever.
Sure. And then the Renji, or like the Udyu and Ichigo versus Grand Fisher fight happens, which I thought was okay. I didn't think it was anything spectacular. I guess from what I saw when I was doing some Googling, like, learning about the movie, is the action scenes were done by the DMC guy, the Devil May Cry guy.
Really?
Which... Yeah. I don't think they were all that spectacular, so I don't think that's a claim to fame. I thought the action scenes were pretty meh.
I think the Ichigo-Renji sword fight was decent.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it was as mediocre as it could possibly be. But
one,
like,
thing, though, does Renji ever grab stuff with the sword, like, in Shikai?
Not really.
I don't think
so. No, right?
So. That's
okay,
because
he
saying.
Grabbed, like, a car.
Yeah, that's what was a cool part, where he chucks a car. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, I was
okay.
Like, fuck, dude.
They, like, never do that. They never do that in the anime. So I thought that was really cool. And then, of course, another big change is Udyu gets stabbed by Renji.
Right? Yeah, it just mm-hmm. popped.
Yep. Just, like, straight up. And then he's like, oh, the worst thing for Soul Reaper swords or whatever, like, a Zanpakuto, is Quincy Blood. Was like,
Quincy Blood.
Like, that's a little harsh.
Because like, we've made Renji racist now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, god damn. And it's like they try to kind of weave in a little bit more of like, hey, Renji's kind of Rukia's friend. Like, you know, it's like they have history together. But then I almost like, and it might have been the dubbing that was a little bit weird. They almost mentioned that it's like they were both adopted by Byakuya when they're talking about their backstory. They're like, we grew up together.
That was weird.
And we were adopted by the Byakuya household. And I'm like, was it we or was it you? Because it's like, it seems like it's a little
the
bit
royal
weird.
We.
Yeah. And Renji was on his high horse as always, but I don't. And I, so obviously another thing, which is very true to the anime, Ichigo breaks Renji's sword, which Renji's sword
yeah.
seems to break all the time, just legitimately.
All day, every day.
Yeah, man. He just makes Mayuri rich, okay? He probably charges a fee or has a membership plan.
Happens in the movies as well. And I did like, because I don't know, and I, maybe Pythies, you can have a better memory than me. Does Rukia ever try to get Ichigo to give her powers back, like via the sword method? Is that mentioned in the like the
no.
anime or the
no,
manga?
Not at all.
No, and I thought that was a really good addition to the movie. Mm-hmm. Actually,
yep.
I was She's
say
just
the same
like,
thing.
Oh, I can't get him back. I guess he'll have to do it for me, Ichigo or whatever. Movie. She's like, no, give me back. It's mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was a good idea too. When she did, I was like, oh, I don't know. Why didn't they ever do that? And then they kind of like ride it off, like, oh, it's like he's too weak. And then she keeps trying to force him to do it. Like, she's like, oh, I'm just like, you hold here. I'm just going to jab it into me. Like, it's just like the act of being stabbed works, I guess.
Yep.
So
if it's with a Zanpakuto, I guess.
Maybe it's like a Davy Jones's thing, you know, you got to stab the heart.
But then, like, what if you're fighting another Soul Reaper? And then, like, you're like, oh, I'm just going to maneuver and get myself in the middle so that I get stabbed in the heart and I take your powers.
Oh, I got power.
Yeah, it's like maybe, if it could be forced, if they could rape your powers away from you, then what is the point?
I think the intent has to be the Soul Reaper has to be actively trying to give you their powers.
But I would have to say, I bet Ichigo was not doing that at the end. He was like, nah, I was like, I'm still want to fight. Like, fuck that.
Nah, he knew he got his ass beat.
Yeah.
He was just beaten right next to that bus. He's just laying there.
Yeah, the Byakuya like, fight was still pretty cool. It's like, he still came in and kind of beat ass on Ichigo, which, you know, of course.
Was hoping we'd see Senbu and Sakura, though.
But, like, it was
so too cool.
Yeah, way too cool and way too much budget, Jose. Please. Okay, please.
If we didn't get Kone, we're not getting Senbu and Sakura.
The ending didn't leave anything to be desired. Like, it was so weird where it's like...
I think it was a one-off, right? Just like a one and done?
But Bleach is so popular. Why would they not plan, like, at least leave some sort of a cliffhanger? Like, they don't even mention the fact that maybe Rukia is going to be executed. They don't even mention it.
Because when this movie came out, Bleach was not popular.
Yeah, this was during the 10-year gap where we got nothing from Bleach, I believe.
This was like 2019, I think.
Because I know they're like, hey, you're going to get executed, you're going to get executed. But then she gets her powers back, and then like, cool, Gucci. And then they just leave. I'm like, is she still being executed? Like, what is that?
I mean, Grand Fisher was killed.
Yeah, they're like, hey, job fucking done. Hey, no hard feelings, right, Ichigo? And then they dip.
Yep, well, they wiped his memory.
Yeah.
That was weird, right? He got his memory wiped and was like, damn, Orihime looking fine over there.
But then, like, why would nobody else? I guess, did everybody get their memory wiped? I guess that's what I'm thinking now. Because why would Uryu not say something? Like,
well, what? He said hi, and then he's just like, I don't think we've ever met.
Yeah, so I was like,
that's it.
Uryu forget?
No, he smirked. He did not forget.
And then, like, Urahara.
They all
just...
got their memory erased. Don't think too hard about it.
And Urahara is just absent the rest of the movie. Like, he's not even in it after he stalks the Orihime and Chad that one time.
He's just over it at this point.
I'm really mad that Kisuke wasn't funny like he normally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a wacky, eccentric dude.
And they also, you know, no Tessai, no Ururu, no Gento.
Oh, yeah, that's true. None of them were there.
Just straight up.
He wasn't even working in a candy store.
Yeah, it was like a statue thing. Place. Yeah, that was... I don't know. There were some weird changes where it's like, why? Like, why? Like, why change? I like the design of the shop. I feel like it fit into the very modern, like, oh, it's like one of those little cool, like, hidden shops.
Antique candy shops.
Yes. But then it's like, no, it's just statues. Like, oh, okay, cool. Fuck if I know.
That's too gloomy.
The doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Speaking of changes that made me mad salty, can we talk about how much I hate the Soul Reaper, like, magic crystal thing?
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. That was weird. What was that?
It was a magic crystal.
Like, why not just use
but
a
what
cell
is
phone?
It, though?
That's just dumb.
It's the replacement for the flip phone.
I like the flip phone. It would have been perfect.
I thought for sure
I like
that was going to be some sort of like, oh, it's kind of like the Hokioku. It's purple. And it's just like, nah, it's just a fucking magic thing. Who knows?
Yep. They all have it. I like the idea that no matter how smart Mayuri and Kisuke are, they end up making dumb, goofy technology that's all like Pez dispensers and flip phones.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now Rukia's got a magic crystal, and I'm real mad about it.
I flipped through that. Like, when that movie ended, it ended on such a weird note where it's like, oh, it's like he remembers. But it's like, for what, though? Like, what is he going to do with that information? Like, what does Ichigo? I flipped through the whole ass credits.
Maybe it was a nice dream for him.
Yeah, I flipped through the credits trying to see if there was an after credit scene or something, and I just could not for the life of me find one. I was just, there was nothing there. I was waiting for some sort of nod, anything, and there's nothing. And we only see the Soul Society for, what, like 5 seconds while it's on screen? And it looks real doom and gloom.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah, it was like a purpley dark colors and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
Why were there giant pillars with all the squad numbers on them? Why do they have those?
Yeah, I was like, that wasn't in there at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's their giant lookouts.
Yeah, they just thought, I don't know. They're just like, hey, here it is. And it didn't look bad, all right? But they definitely made it bad guy tent. You know?
I mean, even in the manga... They all acted like bad guys until after Aizen showed up.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
I just feel like some of the redeeming things that they could have changed is obviously, like, make Renji not as much of a prick when he first shows up, but it's like they still just fucking go for it. And they're like, make
not a huge
much
asshole.
Of a prick when he shows up, they still just fucking go for it. It's like there are a couple of things that they obviously, like, beginning Bleach didn't, you know, not necessarily have the foresight to see all the way out there where they could have slightly changed and it would have been okay. But it's like they just didn't do any of that. They just said, fuck it.
No, what you do is you don't introduce Renji and Byaki at all. You save that for the sequel.
Exactly.
I think the Minos part would have been really good to end on. The Minos part or Grand Fisher with the other Soul Reaper that shows up to track them down, you know, and then that would have been like a good little hint. Or
they should have skipped Grand Fisher. They should have gone to the big hollow bait arc, the Minos Grande, and then for the end credit scene, you get a shot of Renji and Byakuya, like,
that's what I was
they've located her.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, end credit scene is that they show up as a tease or something, because then you can kick it off into the really good arc, because it kicks off almost right after that. And it's like, that would be good.
Yep. And then once again, third movie is them doing the invasion.
Yeah, because we get no, like,
that'd be hype.
Do you feel any attachment at all to Chad or Ahime? Like, if you only saw that movie, who the fuck are they? I don't know. It's like, and you don't.
They're just his friends.
You don't ever meet
Kago. Some nerds.
But he's there making jokes the whole time. He's there.
I appreciated that. That is something Kago would do.
Yeah, yeah, he was great. But it's like, man, wish I knew what his name was. I feel like they didn't ever say it.
He's just like, oh, a truck slammed into Ichigo's house. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he's dead.
He's super dead.
It was a weird one, but it's like, I get it. You know, it's like, whatever. But I don't know who was making the cutting. Like, I imagine, was Tite involved in this at all? Like, did he have any say in what was going on?
He didn't care, probably.
Yeah, he's probably too busy making millions off of his merch.
I couldn't tell you, but I mean, all right. Overall, for the movie, what did you guys think it was out of 10? All right.
Solid 5.
Yeah.
Okay. It kept me entertained.
I mean, I suppose I would fall in line with that. I would even give it like a 4. It got kind of boring at the end, which is the big climax. I was about to fall asleep. So
there was just too much talking at that point.
But like, once again, remember how we talked about this? Classic Bleach. Classic Bleach is just talk.
Philosophy and fighting.
Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it's
philosophy, fighting, crying for no reason.
I feel Ichigo. Like the training part that they were doing with like, oh, we got to train. It's like, have him fight hollows. That's so much more interesting than watching him do a classic training montage. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, with the baseball bat.
How can Ichigo learn how to fight the Grand Fisher by like dodging baseballs?
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
If the Grand Fisher just started shooting stuff, that would have made sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It. I mean, and what is it? Poor Screecher. Not even it. Okay.
Oh, I know. Screecher didn't make it, man. He didn't get dragged to hell this
shafted.
Time.
Yeah, we don't even
know. We got a little hint. We got a little fan service for that arc, though.
Did we?
That the stuff that fell on Rob's burger, Chad was lifting up the heavy sign.
Oh,
like he lifted up the girder.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember.
Because Chad is a Chad.
Yep. Okay. I mean, yeah, I can see the reference in that, but it's like, man, I feel like there was some key stuff that I remember from, like, obviously when we first started watching Bleach, where it's like, that's, like, iconic stuff, and they just skip it. What are we going to do when Chad gets to the Soul Society and he doesn't go look for a bird? All right? What am I going to do?
Exactly. We're not going to know about his friend, the little kid that he used to carry.
Yep.
Who cares? He's going to get one shot anyway.
That is true. Also, good point.
What if that's the one change they make? Chad just one shots every captain.
Oh yeah, let's go. Especially
I'd be on
board. Shoot Sweet first. Fucking take his ass out of that dumb cunt. One shot him.
It's because he's drunk.
Ichigo and Byakuya are about to throw down, and Chad just Falcon punches Byakuya into the sun.
Yeah. It's like, all right, my work here is done. Thank you. It's like, Chad, who is that Chad guy? He's insane.
He should be kept on.
Or
you know, keep
Chad going goes away. To the middle part. Okay, let me. Chad goes to the middle part. And he has a full bring explosion, like a nuke, and just nukes all of Soul Society.
He uses a lot more tech. You're right. You're right.
Because remember the full bring people? Apparently, when they unlock their full bring potential, they explode. Boom.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, he must have exploded it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts to like the Iran car and the Quincy's watching. Like, wow, he did our job for us. Holy shit!
It's like, well, shit, we're
no
good,
need
right?
to invade.
Yeah. It's like the Iraqers meet with the Quincy's. We're both good, right? We're amicable. Oh yeah, I think so. No problem. Just call
everyone
it a good day. That way,
you're gonna go.
Remember the Vastal Lords? All of them, they just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Go piss on Yamamoto's grave.
Yeah, no problem. No
you know
problem.
That's something you all would do.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else that we missed for the movies? I think we. Pretty much covered all. Is there any new news that came out? Because the last thing I know is that Tite was saying that he now, or there's rumors that they might do, what is the wedding one? They might do the wedding one as part of the anime. They might cover We Are Not Always
I think it's called
like
We Do Not Always Love You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the wedding with Renji and Rukia, right?
Yeah.
That's a good book. I like that one.
I don't know where you get these books, man. I need to know.
I think those are on Wiki. The only one that is available is like Camp for Your Own World. I think it's the only one.
I gotcha.
If you're down to read like fan translations, you can find them.
Okay. That's not, okay. I mean, that's the best you're going to get until it actually comes out. If it comes out.
Eventually.
Yeah. I feel like just, you know, from obviously my individual experience working at the bookstore, we did sell a lot of Camp for Your Own World. So, you know, who knows?
To me, specifically.
Yes, specifically to you. Yep.
You bought one every week. Yep.
So, I mean, that's all I've heard in terms of, like, new Bleach news is that they are expanding upon stuff that was not Thousand Year Blood War and potential to do novels is, like, part of that. That's the last thing I heard.
Hype.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of that, you know? Awesome. More Bleach. We need Bleach merchandise here, though.
Yeah.
Hey, please, God.
Well, we got some, Jose, but they were $90 hoodies, okay?
I know. I could. And by the time I actually went to go buy it, it was gone.
Yeah. It sold out fast, which hopefully means that you can see that as a good demand.
Yeah, all my figures are delayed. My Gein is delayed, Orihime is delayed.
I think figures across the board are delayed.
They're supposed to come in March now. They were supposed to be in December, then it got pushed to mid-January, then February, now March. Yeah, so hopefully they come in this month.
Damn.
Are you getting them from, like, that big toy box or whatever?
No, I think I just pre-ordered those from Right Stuff Anime, and then I think from Crunchyroll, because they had the pre-orders.
Oof.
Those are both good. They're always going to be a little bit later than like going from Japan or whatever, but those should be fine. And if they're getting delayed like that, then that means it's probably delayed in Japan also, which fucking
Yeah, they straight up just said straight delays. And I think the Ulquiorre doesn't come until September.
Damn. Well, I can see that one because they got to make those big-ass wings.
Yeah, that thing is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
I want it so bad.
And the Rangiku got pushed back to like June or July.
Damn, that's crazy. Those are far. Those go push back far.
Yeah, same. I think they're doing what we do, where they just push it back, like, I think 2-3 months just in case it doesn't come.
Oh, that's fair.
Anytime soon, yeah. But they haven't even put up the pre-order for Soifon.
Okay, weird.
Oh, I saw that. I need that one, too.
At least they're making them. You know, that's all you gotta say. At least they're fucking making them.
Yep. That's okay. I'll buy them up. You know, I'll put up my part, get Bleach merch here.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be chilling.
Hey, boys. The anime comes out in October. We're going to be swimming in
true.
Merch.
That
is
so
true.
Good.
Oh.
It's going to be so good. And
Sam, we just
like
got to push.
Middle of October, too? It's not going to be that far.
Yeah, it's mid-October, from what I heard.
That's going to be
so
really nice.
Fucking excited.
Oh, okay, anything we missed, Pythies? You have anything on your notes you wanted to finish off with?
Ichigo never wore the nice vibe shirt.
Oh, he did.
Tell me, dude. You're telling me.
I didn't even write that down. I just noticed your shirt.
Yep. He didn't have the swag that you had in the anime. Just simple as that.
I liked his hair. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Hair is good. Outfit choices. There was one time where he was wearing like a striped hoodie or something. Didn't vibe. Didn't vibe.
It was the only one that didn't match Ichigo's style. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
We don't get to watch Fishbone D, the first Hollow, eat that child, like we do in the manga.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, interesting.
Let's see. When Byakuya, almost kills Ichigo in the manga, he mentions that he kind of looks like him, aka Kaien.
Kaien.
Oh, okay. No reference to that. Interesting. And I don't know if I missed it, because I will not lie. It was fading in and out of existence a little bit.
Were you wasted?
Did they mention that they cut his soul chain in the movie? Was that brought up at
no,
all?
No, soul chains
no, they don't
not
talk about it at all.
Okay.
No one had soul chains. Remember, even the ghost have them.
Yep. Interesting. Also, no Don Kanoji.
I know. Wahahaha!
They could have at least put up a poster.
Yeah,
oh,
I would have been happy with
that.
That
would have been a good reference, yep.
There's a really stupid joke in the manga that I wish they hadn't cut. Ruki is explaining how, like, souls and soul society works. And Ichigo doesn't believe it, so he flips a table at her.
Oh,
yeah. That's a big meme.
There's a note on the table that says, warning, only to be used for stupid jokes like this.
That's good. Yeah, I see that gif pop all the time.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. During the first Hollow fight, it's actually slightly more accurate to the manga than the anime is.
Really?
The manga, Ichigo tries to swing on Fishbone D with a bat. In the anime, they turned that into like a folding chair or whatever. The live action movie, they just gave him a bat again.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
It's good to know.
The rest are just, you know, insubstantial crap I wrote down about differences.
Okay. Well, I mean, all in all, it's an okay-ish movie. Obviously, I think the anime is the better version of it, as well as the manga, I think, is the way to go. But it's all right. I mean, it's not a bad first take into whatever you want to watch. I don't know.
There's places they could go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They should just redo it and have the Pythies director's cut.
Yeah, Isane shows up, first part. It's just like, hey, what up, guys? It's like,
why is she wearing a swimsuit?
Yeah, that's so strange.
Who's that? Why is she running a convenience store? Don't worry about it.
It would be
oh,
great.
There's I'll some guy ahead. Running the karate club. His name is Can Patchy. Who's that?
That's so weird.
He's got an eye patch. He must have been through a war or
Everybody
something.
Everybody just shows up so early. It's just like, wow, this is really strange.
No, we do a reboot, and the reboot is you immediately just cut to Ichigo versus Kenpachi, and that's the whole movie.
It would be kind of like how they like do Spider-Man and Batman at this point, where they just cut straight, like all the prequel stuff just gone. There's like,
yeah. I like it much better, though.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
I don't need to see Uncle Ben get killed again.
It's true. I think that's a good thing. They figured it out. It's like, it will not be another like 20 years where they need to redo that again, and then we'll still be alive, and that will suck.
Yeah. We'll be like, I remember when this first came out.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I think that's it. Thanks so much for joining us, Pythies. Jose, as always, been a blast. Thank you guys out there so much for listening or watching Bleach Boys. Of course, let us know if you've seen the Bleach live action movie. I'm sure for a lot of you guys it's been a long time and probably not going to watch it again. But I recommend the dub. I thought the dub was pretty good. Obviously, the bit of the anime cast is in it, so it's a good time watching it. Of course, Johnny Young Bosch is fantastic, as always. So, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. If you're listening, of course, give us a good review. Say what's up and tell your friends. We will be back every month now with a new one. So I don't know what we're going to be doing next. Hopefully we're starting Camp Fear Your Own World, but we'll wait and see. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for watching, guys.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.